USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill still working on a new coronavirus relief package. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saying the president is willing to negotiate.
Well, he was certainly willing to embrace the $1.5 trillion number that was put out in the last day or so. It really depends on what the priorities are.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. President Trump says they're working very hard to help those impacted by Hurricane Sally.
It looks like it's going to be mostly safe, but just follow the instructions of all of your local and federal people.
The storm dumping up to 20 inches of rain in parts of the panhandle of Florida and Alabama. The storm moving up the East Coast as it's now raining in the Carolinas. At least one person is dead from the storm and hundreds of thousands are still without power. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Taking a look at the 2020 campaign, President Trump will be delivering a speech at the White House Conference on American History. The president will then travel to Mosinee, Wisconsin, which is about 2.5 hours north of Madison. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, Joe Biden will host a virtual fundraiser. Smoke from fires in California has made its way east, but folks were a little surprised when it ended up across the pond, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Smoke from western U.S. wildfires made news when it started to show up on the nation's east coast in the past few days. Well, now it's turning up in the skies over Europe. Experts have noted this week that Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco are also dealing with the worst air pollution on the planet because of the fires. The fires having burned millions of acres, killing dozens of people, driving thousands from their homes, and wiping out several small towns.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Twitter account belonging to the Chinese virologist who said she can prove the coronavirus was created in a Chinese lab and intentionally released was suspended. Dr. Li Minyang's Twitter account, followed by just under 60,000 people, was suspended this week after she claimed to possess scientific evidence that China manufactured and released the coronavirus. The video was also removed from Facebook. As far as what can be done to hold companies like Facebook and Twitter accountable, Republican Congressman from Missouri, Josh Hawley, says,
we can let people sue, Tucker, and we can let people like Dr. Atlas sue when YouTube takes her videos down. Dr. Yan, when her Twitter account gets canceled, she's deplatformed, we can let her sue. Right now, they can't. They can't sue. Nobody can. If you get discriminated against on the basis of speech by these platforms, you have no recourse because of the law that Congress has written. This is the heart of the sweetheart deal that big tech gets from big government, and it is time to end it. That's how we can get their attention, and that's how we can give power to individuals and users and Americans and take power away from big tech.
Holly speaking there on Fox News. And New York City schools will delay in-person schooling for the second time, with K through 8th grade students returning September 29th in a phased reopening. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.